Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Special segment of Disney Plus, and yes, I'm not usually on this show. I am on this special segment of Disney Plus tonight because we have two very, 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 very special guests that's near and dear to my heart and also Steve's heart.
Oh, I thought I was one of them.
No, you're not one of them. So, Steve, I'm going to pass this over to you and introduce very special guests and why they're special.
All right, so we have, like Sheila said, two very special guests here because they're from Canada.
Yay,
that's Canada. Why we... And now we have a special voice in the background. So anyway, I would like to introduce my granddaughter's from Canada, because we're going to talk about some really cool stuff tonight. They both live not too far from each other, but since Haley's on my top screen, I want to introduce Haley Coates. Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Hey, great to have you here.
Yeah, and, thanks for having me.
Yeah. And also, my other granddaughter, Brooklyn Waltman. Hey, Brooklyn.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
We are nice and warm. What are you guys like up there in Canada? Is it below zero still?
It's a little bit above, but it's raining right now.
Ooh. I mean, no snow?
No.
No, okay. Not anymore?
I was kidding.
It's getting a bit warmer now.
So we're here together to talk about something that is very near and dear to all of our hearts and probably more to you guys, because unfortunately, I don't get enough time to watch this. And it's Disney Plus. And I actually run a podcast about Disney Plus, but that's the bad part. So, yeah, we're here to talk and get opinions and views on these two wonderful young people. Let's talk about what age you guys are. Haley, tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, and like where you go to school.
I do go to school, surprisingly. Oh. I'm not at school
yet. It's very sad.
It is. But I'm 12 years old, and I'm in the 7th grade now. And it's 2 months until summer, so I'm really excited.
2 months?
Yep.
Wait a minute. This is April. See, our kids get out in, like, end of May.
Oh, really? We get out end of June.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's when the snow thaws out up there. Is that it?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. Brooklyn, tell us a little about you.
I'm also 12 and in the 7th grade. I play the piano.
Ooh.
And that's it.
Really? That's it. So
that's it.
You play the piano. What's your favorite thing to play on the piano?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So are you doing any concerts or anything?
Well, Haley and I are both in band. So I think, yeah. So I think that there's going to be some sort of concert at the end of that.
Okay, do you guys go to the same school?
Yes,
we do.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that. Okay. So I guess we should let everyone know that the relationship between you two, you guys are cousins.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Best friends.
And best friends.
Best friends.
Yes.
what Nanny says. All right. Well, let's start with, all right, since we're going to talk about Disney Plus, and one of the first things that most people do when you get on Disney Plus is, you know, you're signing up and it asks you to look at, or you get to pick an avatar or an icon. So, Haley, what's your icon on Disney Plus?
So I actually changed it today. It used to be Perry the Platypus, but now it's Dipper from Gravity Falls.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's, I love both. I was a latecomer to Gravity Falls, but absolutely loved it. And of course, Perry. Love him. So, Brooklyn, how about you? What's your avatar?
Ever since the movie Black Widow came out, it's been Natasha Romanoff.
Oh, I didn't know she was even available.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it before Natasha then?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
No, I think yours was Mal from Descendants.
No, that was a while ago.
That was a really long time ago.
Well, that's good. Mal. That would be Sophia Carson, by the way.
How often do you change these images, girls?
Well, it depends if there's, like, any more good ones, I guess. Like, the characters that we like.
Yeah. I honestly just change mine when I'm bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even get to change mine. Nanny changes mine. I went from Carl from Up. You know, with the glasses, glasses.
Don't you think Carl? He looks like Carl Ghost?
Yeah, I went from Carl to now I am Baby Yoda. The child.
Grogu,
thank you. Yes, Grogu. That all changed as we kept watching, too. It was like, first come out, I was like, oh, Baby Yoda. All right, so with Disney Plus, in a week, how much would you say you guys watch Disney Plus? So every night, a couple times a week, or it just depends if there's something good to watch?
Okay, so I watch Disney Plus every day. Because most of the time when I'm watching it, I just have it as a background when I'm doing something else. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah.
All right, so as a background, what are the kind of things, I mean, I understand that because I do that stuff all the time, is, you know, it's not something you have to concentrate on. So what are the things that you like to have in the background playing that's on Disney Plus?
Honestly, it's just like my regular shows that I watch, but normally it will be shows that I have already watched. So I'm not, so nothing happens that's unexpected and I want to watch it. I'm just like, oh yeah, that happens.
Okay. All right. Brooklyn, how about you? How often?
Basically every night before I go to sleep.
Okay. Anything in particular that you like to watch before you go to sleep? Because I know, again, that's kind of one of my things. I like to watch something that I don't, not maybe a series of something, because next thing I know, I go to sleep and then it's like, you know, I just did the premiere and now I'm on I'm on episode 2, season 6. And it's like, what happened?
Normally it's a movie that like I've already watched, just because when I start to fall asleep, like I stop paying attention to what's happening.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Absolutely. All right. What was the last thing you guys watched on Disney Plus? Brooklyn, go with you first.
Marvel's What If.
Everyone, I mean, it's been on for a bit. I have not seen one episode. So how do you like it so far? And how far are you?
Well, I finished it. I'm rewatching it. But it's really good. I like that, I guess, it's just like stuff that happens in like the MCU that we know, but different, I guess.
Right. It's like, well, it's called What If. So, yeah. And I have not, I've heard so many good things about it, too. So, that's one of the big ones on my list. So, Haley, how about you?
The last thing that I've watched on Disney Plus is a show called Raven's Home.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was watching That's So Raven, but I finished it, so now I'm watching Raven's Home, and that's the last thing I watch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Raven Simone. I just, as a matter of fact, yesterday, guys from D23 had her on their show as a guest. She is a big Disney fan. I mean, obviously, because she's been, you know, on, and Disney has treated her and her shows very well.
Yeah.
So, but she is a really big Disney fan, going to Disneyland and Disney World. So it was if you get a chance to listen. Have you guys heard of a podcast? You know what a podcast is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're on one now, just so you know. Okay.
Haley, what do you like about Raven?
I think, honestly, just her humor. She's really funny. And
she's a little bit over the top, but...
Yeah.
But she always has been, and she carries it real well.
Yeah.
Okay. What... I'm going to stick with you, Haley. What's the best movie you have watched on Disney Plus?
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot.
I know.
But I think the best movie that I've watched is going to have to be Parent Trap, because I used to absolutely love it. Like, I watched it every single day. I think it's the movie that I've watched the most times, to be honest, and I can just never get tired of it.
Okay. This is the old guy coming in here. Parent Trap, which one do you watch? Is it the one that was done in the 1960s with Haley Mills? Or is it the newer one with, I forgot her name.
I watched the newer one. I have watched the older one, but I normally watch the newer one.
Okay. Can I not remember the girl's name? Unani and I actually watched the original one night. And then watched the newer one the following night. And we could not believe how close the scripts were. Almost word for word, as far as some of the things were on there. It was actually kind of amazing. But they were both real good. I kind of like English-speaking women, so I kind of go with Haley Mills on that. No comment, huh?
No,
wow.
So I'm looking it up. It's Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So, okay, Brooklyn, what about you?
Like Haley said, there's just so many choices, but if I had to pick one, it would probably be Encanto.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
All right, first of all, how many times have you seen it?
At least 20.
Oh my gosh, Brooklyn.
Really? Okay, yes. No. So now we go back to what you fall asleep to. No, because I actually have on Pandora, this is what I've been listening to. It's Encanto Radio off Pandora.
Oh.
So I get almost all the songs on there, plus a lot of other stuff from Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh yeah, he wrote Hamilton.
Yes, which I love that, because I actually, even on Encanto Radio, I get a few songs from Hamilton, which I absolutely love. So good choice with Encanto. I got to see it before it came out, like a week
really?
Before it came out. Yeah. I had a special event down at Walt Disney World, and we got to go in and see the movie. It was like, the week before it was released. I'm one of those people, when I see a movie, it's like, huh. And then it's like, then I start thinking about it. It's like, oh my gosh, that was good. Gosh, I hated that song about Bruno. What the heck was that about?
We don't talk about that.
That's true. And now I can't get enough of it. I mean, I have Encanto Radio on there. So, yeah, that's really neat. All right. What is the best series that you guys have watched and why? Haley?
I think either the Diary of the Wimpy Kid series, because I really love reading the books and watching the movies and having just all the same characters, and it's really interesting. But I also like the show Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World, and you know, yeah, they're kind of like linked together, so yeah, they're my favorites.
Now, again, I got to meet the author.
Oh, really?
And I can't think of his name. Oh, I could see his face plain as day. Okay, so Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Did you see the animated one?
I did. I actually watched it twice.
Okay. Now, how did you like that? Because I have not seen the live action one. So how did you like that compared?
I really enjoyed it. I honestly don't even know which one I'd rather. I might even rather the animated one. It was really good.
Okay. I think I really need to watch the live action one just to see. Yeah. But, all right. Brooklyn, how about you? What?
Jeff Kinney.
He was really a nice guy too.
So I said Once Upon a Time because it's got mystery and fantasy, and I just think like the storyline is overall pretty good.
Okay, when did you start watching Once Upon a Time then? Did you watch it when it was on ABC maybe, before all this, or?
Well, I started it on Netflix, but I didn't really like it at first. And then I saw it on Disney Plus a little while later, and I decided that, like, I would try it again. And I, like, the second time I watched it, I really liked it.
Okay, because there's, like, what, 7 seasons to that, correct?
Yeah.
And may I mention, it was all filmed in Canada, although it was on the other coast. But so how many seasons have you gotten through so far?
I think I'm halfway through the 7th season.
Whoa. That was the last season, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think. Okay. Wow, you were even way ahead where we went. Is this the first time you've gone all the way through it, or did you, like, go back and watch it again?
No, this is my first time.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to kind of go back through.
Hey, Brooklyn, who is your favorite character in
that? Yeah, good question.
Probably either Emma or the Evil Queen. Or Belle. I like Belle as well.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. Grumpy's mine because he's a friend of mine on Facebook. What do you guys tend to watch more? Disney? Pixar? Marvel, Star Wars, or National Geographic? Brooklyn, we'll stick with you.
I probably watch Disney or Marvel more because whenever there's like a new Marvel movie or show, my whole family gets together and watches it. So.
Ooh. What about Star Wars? Because I know there's a few people in your family that like Star Wars.
Yeah, normally we would watch that, but that's like every so often. We watch Marvel more, but okay. Star Wars definitely is pretty close.
All right. Haley, how about you? Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, or National Geographic?
I think Pixar or Marvel. Because normally if we ever go to see a movie in theaters, it'll either be Marvel or Pixar. And yeah, that's what I think I watch more.
Okay. So you guys are both about the same then with Marvel?
Yeah.
Gosh, what would have happened if Disney never bought Marvel? We'd still all be watching princesses. It's good. I'm glad to hear you say that. Yeah, I was not a Marvel fan. Your Uncle Logan, big Marvel fan before Disney bought it. I mean, he loved everything Marvel, from the books and everything. But, and then when Disney bought it, I came home and I told him, and it's like, he was angry. And it's like, oh, great, they're going to put everybody in a bunch of dresses and dress them up like princesses. And it's like, you know, it's they're going to destroy Marvel. Well, he got that fed back to him because he's a huge Marvel fan now. So, all right. When talking with your friends, do you talk about what you have watched on Disney Plus? Haley, stick with you for a minute.
All right. Well, we don't talk about it like on a daily basis, but when a new movie comes out, and I've watched it and they haven't, I normally just go on a rant on why they should watch it, or
yeah.
And yeah, we just have conversations about it. It's, yeah.
Okay. Brooklyn, how about you?
Not really, unless like we're recommending shows or movies to watch that we think like the other person would like.
Okay. Just, I mean, because you guys are at that kind of age where some things are cool, some things are not. So, and Disney Plus can kind of be on that cusp of like, I can't believe you watch Disney Plus. That's for kids. So how does that fit into like your friends and your age groups? Is it okay? Is it not okay?
I think it's pretty good because most of the people that I know do watch it. So I think a lot of people most definitely enjoy it of our age group.
Okay. Haley, how you feel?
I think, yeah, Brooklyn made a pretty good point. And my teacher is really into Marvel. So it's like, yeah, it's really awesome. And there actually has been a couple times where me and my teacher have just talked about Marvel. And she gave me some comics books to read. So, yeah.
Cool.
What? When?
Oh, so you don't have that same teacher, Brooklyn?
No.
Okay.
We used to be in the same class, but then Haley got moved to a different teacher.
Oh, was she bad? She get in trouble? She got put into a different place?
Four grade sevens in our class got moved. But yeah, Haley just was not a good student at all.
Love it.
I understand that, yeah.
Haley, we've got probably about another 10 minutes of this show. So you've got 10 minutes to come up with something that you can be rude about with Brooklyn, okay?
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. All right. Name one show or series or documentary that you think everyone needs to watch. Brooklyn.
Probably Drain the Ocean, because there's like so much information in it and it's just fascinating.
Okay. Yep. We're there.
I love that program.
Yep. We're behind too. We haven't watched one. Someone's constantly watching Carnation Street or 90 day thing.
Fiance.
Or Hollyoaks. That's why I don't get to watch. It's not really that I can't. It's just someone else hogs the TV.
With all my English programs, yes.
I have to stand out in the kitchen and watch the Weather Channel.
Oh.
With the cats. It's very sad.
At least you'll be prepared if there's any storms.
Yeah, I get to watch them all go by.
Who said that? Was that you, Brooklyn?
No, it's Haley.
Oh, Haley.
Yeah. Haley.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got the big 70-inch TV. I have a little 4-inch. I get to watch on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the cats have their own TV where they watch their own shows. Actually, it's hilarious. Okay, this is good because I mean I know we've mentioned documentaries, and for you guys, a lot of times that.
Sorry, Haley, did you answer that one?
She okay, didn't.
Ask Haley that question.
I don't want to ask her.
Ask her.
Okay, I tend to do this sometimes.
All the times.
Okay, all the time. Absolutely, yeah, she's right. So. Which question were we on?
Nine. Number eight.
Oh, yeah, it was eight. See? I was about to say, no, it's eight. Name one show or series or documentary that everyone needs to watch.
I think everybody needs to at least try watching Gravity Falls, because even if you don't, you're not very into cartoons, I think it's honestly something that anyone of any age can enjoy, and it's really interesting.
All right, good. That means you're going to watch it, right?
I used to play it on Disney Infinity.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. You didn't know who Uncle.
Kind of.
I mean, actually, I don't want her to watch it because she'll compare me to Uncle Sting. I'll be accused of that all the time now.
Actually, it's Grunkle Stan.
Grunkle Stan. It's Grunkle Stan. Thank you.
Thank you, Brooklyn.
Thanks. Yes, Grunkle Stan. I knew I was saying something wrong. It's like, did I get it to Stan right? No, it's Grunkle. Because he's a great uncle.
Yeah.
And they just call him Grunkle.
You know, listening to you girls at this moment, I'm really thinking of moving Steve off the show and bringing you two girls on every
there you
time.
Go.
Okay.
That'll work.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. Brooklyn, you got to finish the questions first.
Okay.
Hey, girls, do you like watching documentaries?
Yes, because they're absolutely amazing, and, like, you learn so much.
Learn? This is Disney.
Yes.
We're not here to learn.
There's National Geographic. You learn okay. on that.
All right. I got to admit, that's probably one of my favorite stations on there, isn't Nat Geo?
Yeah.
It really is.
I know you said drain the oceans, Brooklyn, but Haley,
yeah.
What kind of documentary do you like to yeah. watch?
I do enjoy watching the National Geographic documentaries about different animals. Like, I've watched one about monkeys, and it was really cool. And I like it because it's really fun, but you learn at the same time.
Do you remember which one of the monkeys it was? Because there's a couple I need to see.
Oh, gosh. I do not remember what it's called.
Okay.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, since we're on Nat Geo, one of my favorite ones is a guy, Albert Lynn, who goes to different places around the world, and he looks at places that, like, in jungles, and then he takes drones and flies them up over these areas, and they have a way of mapping to what it used to look like centuries and centuries ago.
Oh, wow.
So, cool. Yeah, if any of the shows you can get with Albert Lynn on, and you'll know him because he actually has a bionic foot. He lost a foot in I think it was a disease or something, but he's just a guy that absolutely loves what he does and exploring and seeing all this history and things. He goes all over the world, so if you get a chance to see Albert Lynn, you have a chance to watch him. I think you guys will enjoy it. All right. So one thing that you tried to watch but did not like. Brooklyn, how about you?
This is probably very surprising, but that has not happened to me yet.
Oh, good shout out for Disney Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there are things that I haven't watched that I don't like. But then that's not fair. So, Haley, how about you? Is there something that you've watched that you really did not like?
So I don't think there's anything that I've watched that I really did not like, but I can say a movie that I didn't like as much as I expected it to like for me to like it, which is Turning Red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought I would love it, but I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, but actually, we enjoyed it. We really did. Brooklyn, how'd you like that one? Or did you see it yet?
I have. It was really funny. Like, I liked it, but I think, like Haley said, I didn't like it as much as I expected it, but I still did really like it.
Yeah.
Is there something that you would like to see Disney Plus put on the channel that is not there now?
Yes. It's on Netflix, but it would be really nice if it was on Disney Plus too. It's Stranger Things.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Good answer, Brooklyn.
And number 4 comes out soon, does it not?
Yeah, in 3. May.
Yeah, May.
Okay.
Season 4.
It is 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for that. So, all right, Haley.
Well, Brooklyn kind of stole my answer. I'm even wearing a Stranger Things sweater.
Oh.
But lucky for Brooklyn, I don't have to attack her because I have a second choice.
Okay.
Are you going to attack me through the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, fight.
I think I would like to see Spider-Man, the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Yes.
So, like, Far From Home, No Way Home, Homecoming on Disney Plus. I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
I totally agree because I haven't seen Homecoming yet because it's not on Disney Plus. But I bought it, but I just haven't had a chance to watch it because I have to watch TV out in the kitchen on my phone.
Haley, have you thought of something mean to me yet?
I'll keep thinking.
Yeah, you can always come back on and we'll put it, you know, we can dub it in. So anything else about Disney Plus that you guys are excited about? Is there something coming that you're thinking might be good? Or even in general? Like, let's just do that first.
There's going to be there's a show called Moon Knight.
Yes.
And it's really good. So I think, yeah, the next episode came out tonight. So I think we're going to watch it.
Is this the second or this would be the third?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brooklyn, what do you like about Moon Knight?
Well, I like how the main character has like two personalities. And I just like it's pretty funny, so I like that.
Okay, age wise, is this good for any age group, Brooklyn?
Maybe not for like little kids, but like maybe like 10 or 11 and up.
Okay.
Okay.
So does your brother Oliver watch this?
He does, but there's some points that like he just doesn't like, so he just turns his head away.
Oh, okay. Any question for
you? Yeah, Haley.
Well, I am excited to watch Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that one. But other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready to see the new Doctor Strange, which comes out, is it in May? I've already forgot. I get confused.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness comes out May 6th.
Oh, okay. Great.
Oh, not long to wait then.
No, but I have one more thing
that I just thought of.
What?
That I wish that they would add to Disney Plus.
Okay.
All of the Harry Potter movies.
You know, Disney tried to buy those. They tried to buy them from her, but she wanted too much control, which Universal gave her, and it worked for them. So it's good. It's a battle between parks. All right, these are the questions I ask important people.
They were important.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. Never mind. No. Of course you are. All right. So we are a Disney podcast. And so we deal a lot with all the parks. And Haley, you have been in the parks. Of course, you were 6 months old.
Yeah.
You were in a boat. Your nanny almost dropped you. In the water. Yes, you did. It was freezing cold. You almost dropped her in the water. That was terrible.
Didn't know that story.
Yeah, well, she was trying to beat us back to the resort.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yes. See, it's true. What? She almost dropped you in the water.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's done. You're not editing that out. You almost dropped her in the water.
Nanny, how dare you?
I know.
No, what it was...
We had a race.
We
did.
Papa took Cameron and Evan on the bus.
And we were racing back to our resort.
And I had you in the stroller and I took the boat to the resort.
Yeah.
But no way were you close to the water ever.
You're on a boat. How can you not be close to the water?
Not as close as you make it.
Maybe it's a boat that travels on land.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they have at Disney, they have cars that go in the water. So work that one out.
All right. So if you're Disney fans, I'm going to ask you guys this question. What is your favorite character, Haley?
Oh, my gosh. There's way too many to choose from.
You have to give us like 10 minutes to decide.
No, it's got to be your favorite. Okay, so who's your favorite character?
Okay, so I obviously love Mickey and Minnie, but if I had to choose one, I think it would be Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Oh my God, Haley.
I wanted to say it first.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, so Brooklyn.
Winnie the Pooh is like my favorite. I love Winnie the Pooh.
Oh. Is there a favorite movie? I know it's hard because they all kind of like this.
I guess, what is it called?
Christopher Robin.
We watched that last time Haley was over.
We did.
Yeah. I enjoyed that one a lot. But, okay. Now, granted... Haley has been to a park when she was 6 months old.
And
how was it? Almost
drowned. Almost drowned.
But also, I have a photograph of you, Haley, biting, I think it's Mickey's nose.
Oh, so she's banned. Oh my gosh, she's banned from the parks. Yeah. Abuse to the mouse. She will not be allowed back. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh no.
All right. So let's just take Haley off. We're done. No. Okay.
Bye, Haley.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you had a park, you know there are parks, Disney parks, around the world. If you had a chance to go, and let me just tell you where they all are. They are at Walt Disney World in Florida. Disneyland in Anaheim, Disneyland Paris, which is celebrating their 30th anniversary the other day. There is Tokyo Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, and Hong Kong Disneyland. So out of all those, Brooklyn.
Probably Florida.
Okay. That seems to be the pick for a lot of people. Because you got four parks.
Well, when we were younger, we went to Florida, but we didn't go to Disney. But I enjoy Florida, so it just makes sense.
So who'd you go to Florida with?
My household family and my Nana and Papa. Not you, Haley.
Wow.
You look this...
All right, Haley.
Everybody
I've told
but
you...
Haley.
Oh.
Oh, she really has it in for you tonight, Haley.
And okay. You still haven't thought of anything rude yet.
Oh, she will, as soon as we go off the air. All right, so Haley, out of all those parks around the world, where would you like to go?
I would probably say Florida as well, but I do like to travel, so I think it would be really fun to go to, like, a bunch of those places. And, yeah.
Can I mention I've been to Shanghai?
Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Do you not talk to your...
I don't talk about you when no. I talk to the girls.
Yes. I went to Shanghai Disneyland for their opening in 2016.
Oh, wow.
I went for 10 days. I was in China by myself.
Oh, my God.
I went all by myself. Because someone's afraid to fly. Her arms get real tired, so that's why.
Well, Nanny better fly over here soon.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Oh. Even if her arms get tired, fly
and then you can
over
have
there.
You can have the giant TV then.
She's got one now. Oh, then I get it now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say this has been great to have this time with you two girls.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I was up there.
All I remember was you making the Mickey Mouse waffles.
Oh.
And that was down at Myrtle Beach.
Yep. And Milo didn't like your lasagna, and you got super mad at him.
Wait a minute, my lasagna or your lasagna?
Oh, was it mine?
It was Papa Steve's.
Ah. I like you.
I don't even make lasagna. Well, obviously, that's why he didn't like it.
Little does he know it was supposed to be shepherd's pie.
I'm
not
wrong with shepherd's pie.
Yeah, Haley.
It's not lasagna.
This is so unfair. My whole family makes jokes of shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie? I like shepherd's pie.
But your mom does it different than how I do it, Brooklyn.
Oh, she makes it good. I can understand that.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we do have to wrap this up. It's been great.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, girls, for coming on.
I want to do this again.
Yeah.
I will.
Thank you
I will
for
come
having
back.
Us.
I will come back and podcast if you guys come on.
Yes, I would love to.
We would love to.
Aww.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for being here. It's been wonderful. It's great talking to you, listening to your ideas and opinions, and that's all I can say. It's just been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All
right. Okay. Bye, girls. Love you.
Yep, this is the time. Goodbye.
Bye.